The NCAA basketball tournament resumes tonight. The feature game pits the top seed in the tournament, Kentucky, against West Virginia. The Kentucky Wildcats are undefeated, and they're the favorites to come out on top when March Madness comes to an end. If they do, they'd be the first team ever to end the season with 40 wins and no losses. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, do you think that's what's going to happen, that they will end up undefeated?
Well, you know, if you look at the statistics, the advanced statistics, no team is more likely to win. But when the tournament started, there was something of an odds-on favorite. There's been a bit of a recalculation. They haven't exactly blown out their first two opponents. In fact, against Cincinnati, they looked a little human. Things like shooting from afar, not doing as well as they had done during the regular season. So now I would say that they're, not just me, websites like 538 put it at a 41% chance that Kentucky will win. I can't really conceive of anyone else doing it. And just watch. They'll go out and, you know, they'll crush West Virginia tonight, and no one will even think that 41% was realistic. But yeah, it is Kentucky as the dominant team in the tournament still.
And, you know, some people were saying on the first day of the tournament, we talked to you last week, that Thursday was the most exciting day ever in the NCAA tournament. How do you think this is shaping up after we've been in it for a little bit now?
Every first Thursday is the most exciting day ever. Well, I think that early on there were these two, when we talked on Thursday, there were these two upsets of a three seed losing, Iowa State and Baylor both went down. And we had the specter of Georgia State, RJ Hunter hitting a three, his dad falling off a chair. We all fell off a chair. The nation fell off a chair. But now if you look at it, there hasn't been too many. There have been a few other upsets. Number two seed Virginia lost. Number one seed Villanova lost. So that has happened. I think it's exciting even without the upsets. I mean, I really do like this tournament. I like how close the games are. And so it might, you know, every year we hype ourselves into saying it's never been better. It's been a good year so far.
But there are no real Cinderellas this year.
No teams who are, you know, a Georgia State who gets through, or a Dayton a couple of years ago, or a VCU, or a George Washington when they made it to the final. Those are Final Four teams. We're not going to have that this year.
Why do you think
we
that
have kind
is?
Of basketball? I think we have basketball powers. I think Wichita State years past, just by their the fact that they don't play in the strongest conference and that they are Wichita State, would seem like a shock, notwithstanding the fact their nickname is the Shockers. But it has been, I think, in Wall Street they call it priced into the system. So a lot of the teams that we might be shocked with then, we're not shocked with now. And even teams like Xavier, where one of their best players is an Uber driver to earn money to pay his scholarship because he gave his scholarship to his brother. Teams like Xavier used to not be in power conferences. Now they're in the Big East. So you factor that all in and we're saying, oh, look, teams from power conferences are there.
Uber or UberX? Do we know?
I don't know. We don't know. Maybe he'll speak at the TEDx conference.
let me ask you, though, Mike, about the women's tournament also before we let you go. The top team, Connecticut, plays Texas on Sunday. I was looking. The Huskies in Connecticut have won 9 NCAA Division I national championships. They've advanced to 15 Final Fours. Are they the women's version of Kentucky, basically?
No, they're much, much better. I mean, Kentucky would love to be in the – any team ever would love to be in the position that Connecticut's in. Those UCLA teams under Wooden were probably not as favored and as dominant. And even though Kentucky has – even though Connecticut, UConn women have a loss on their season, man, they have not come – no one has come close to putting up any numbers on them. In fact, the website 538 did a story where they quoted me – because I observed, I've never seen a close Kentucky, a close UConn game this year. And they looked at the numbers and they said, like, with 10 minutes left, their average margin of leading in the game was 40-something. Huh. I do predict they'll play a close game. I do predict that they will not get a loss.
Something in the water in stores. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.